wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Your visitor, a man of God. In the Bible days, there were men of God, and people sought them in their extremities. And in New Testament days, there were these men of God. As Paul the Apostle wrote to one in these words, "But thou, O man of God." And today, as always, there are these men of God. Who are they? Though surrounded by a world that forgets God, they honor and fear God. And God honors them, as the scripture says, "They that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Men of God are those who walk with God and commune with the living and true God by day and by night. He sends them on errands to deliver his message to a nation, a city, a king, and to God's enemies as well as to his people. When people were in trouble, in fear of God, they sought a man of God. These men of God were humble men. Since they had been in God's presence and had seen his greatness and power, they counted themselves honored to do the smallest and hardest service for their God. Also, they were fearless before men, even to go into a king's court and face him with his sins. So, as a man of God, I have a message for YOU. Hearken. Brushing all superficial boasts aside and stripping yourself of all your self-righteousness, we must face the bare facts of your case, the naked truth. Whatever it is, you are a sinner before the holy God of heaven. Your sins have been many and inexcusable. Each sin has been the desire of your own wicked heart and the decision of your own self-will. So, they're all your sins. You have shown yourself to be an enemy to God, rebelling against his commands, defying his authority over you, and in pride, going your own way of independence of the living God, while ignoring God's warning, "The wicked shall be turned into hell and all that forget God." And what darkens your picture is this: God has loved you, and at the greatest sacrifice, he has provided for your salvation, even giving his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. But you have infuriated God, as year after year you turn down your Savior and have gone deeper and deeper in your sins. Yet he has restrained his vengeance, and in long suffering he has waited that you might repent. His Holy Spirit he sent to convince you of your awful sins, and chief among them was your rejecting your deliverer and neglecting his great salvation. And now my God has sent me to tell you that his patience with you is at its end. You have chosen your sins and not your Savior, and the way of death and not life. And now you shall die in your sins without God and having no hope. But does my message end by sealing your doom forever? No. He has sent me to call upon you to repent, even now. It would seem to be too late, but as a man of God, I have learned my God, and I must tell you of him. When the most wicked king of Israel learned of his doom, he so humbled himself before God that God was moved in compassion on him. And when a very wicked sinner, a city, was doomed by God and given but 40 days, they so repented that God lifted his own judgment and spared them. So, neighbor, my message to you is this: you cannot live one day of your life over. You cannot undo your wicked life, but there's one thing you can do, and only you can do it. you can repent of your sins. So get alone with God and come clean with everything in honest confession. Tell him that you deserve his eternal wrath. And if an angel smote you dead and you were cast into hellfire, you merit nothing better. Confess your shame in so ignoring his Son, your Savior. Then call on the Lord Jesus to save you as you thank him for dying for your sins. Tell him that from this hour you bow to him as your Lord, for you to obey and serve, and you will trust in him alone as your Savior. Beseech him to receive you, to be in his kingdom, in his church, and to make you feel that he has embraced you with his everlasting love. With this sincere expression of your repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, he will make real in your inner spirit that he has received you to be one of his own people, and he'll never cast you out. With this definite and personal experience with God, you'll realize an inner change. Your will be subdued to do God's will. Your heart will love and adore the Lord Jesus. Besides, you'll be conscious of a new person in you. He is the Holy Spirit of God to empower you to resist sin and to live for the Lord Jesus. He will teach you God's word and God's ways. Then you will meet other Christians, and you'll feel the closeness of their fellowship as you are all one in Christ Jesus. Enjoying God's salvation, your heart will go out in compassion to the lost, without Christ, the world around. As you earnestly speak to them about your blessed Lord and Savior, they will see the change in you and how real it is to you. And when one tells you how they sought the Lord in their room and on their knees, and he saved them too, your heart will leap for joy and praise to God. Now just one more word ere I must leave you for my God's next assignment. Hearken. In every decision you face and every move you make, always do what will please God for you to do. To learn what that is, you are to be led by the Spirit of God in you. Farewell, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Amen. These three messages have been given to me by the Holy Spirit of God to deliver to you. I am but his bondservant. The messages are his appeal to your precious soul, and they may be his last. And you will realize that, as the Bible says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God's spirit will have left you and is seeking others. As a man of God, after 67 years of knowing my God, let me warn one and all. Be careful, very careful, how you treat the Holy Spirit. He is easily grieved and is most sensitive to anyone turning away from the Lord Jesus Christ to go back to his life of sin. As a man of God, I cry in the ears of saints and sinners, of old and young, the world around, be careful how you treat the Holy Spirit of God. I repeat it, be careful how you treat the Holy Spirit of God. Amen.
Weighed in the balance and wanting, judged by the man crucified. Hushed is the voice of thy boasting, finished the kingdom of pride. Weighed in the balance and wanting, weighed every hope now is past. Christ the Redeemer rejected, wanting the verdict at last. Weighed in the balance and wanting, worthless thy righteousness all, built on the sand thy professions, see how they totter and fall, weighed in the balance and wanting, when every hope now is past. Christ the Redeemer rejected, wanting the verdict at last. Weighed in the balance and wanting, missed the bright heavenly goal. What shall the world gain from it, losing forever thy soul? Weighed in the balance and wanting, weighed every hope now is past. Rise, the Redeemer rejected, wanting the verdict at last. Him that cometh unto me, him that cometh unto me, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.